Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Fight against the enemy. We thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, for those that will be getting out in the morning, it's no secret. If it's snow out there, just drive slow. It's just that simple. If the speed limit is 30, don't go 30. If there's a lot of snow out there, go 20. And if you start spinning, don't try to stop with your brake. Go to neutral and everything will stop.
Second
hand. Everything's on. You don't have to go up, no. It's just going to be messy in the morning. So, don't let anybody tell you, I was born and raised over there. Oh, you know, I'm from Milwaukee. That don't make no difference. You get out there, get the spinning, don't know what to do. I don't care where you're from. Just do what you need to. Don't panic. And you'll be all right. And don't get out there driving like those people. Get their bats out of hell. I don't know where they be going.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Going nowhere.
Amen. That's what they are. Mm-hmm. But we thank the Lord for the house. Mm-hmm. Precious saints. Daniel, put Psalms 18 and 2 up there.
Okay. All right.
The title of this message is My Fortress, My Son.
Where's my fortress, Dan?
My fortress, my son. Are you talking way too good? I come in. She's looking at me like, She had it there first.
Yes.
I let her go. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. We are living in a time where people are looking for security and something to sing about. People don't have nothing to sing about the way the world is going. And especially for those that call themselves over America, Republicans, Democrats, whoever in between, no matter. They give you nothing to sing about. All what they doing, how could you think about the lies? Every time they open up their mouth, all of them is lying. Mm-hmm. It was first Trump, but I guess he got it behind closed doors and said, just lie. That's not very big of him. He started his first term. Now he worse than his second term. And the people that are with him are lying. How could we have a song in our heart?
Amen.
So let's see where we can get a song from. Many people are searching for safety in money. Money ain't no safety in money, but it shows good to have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it pays your bills. But you can't put everything into money. So you have a president who has his first term, gave all the billionaires a tax cut. Now he comes with the second term. Instead of calling it a tax cut, he called it my big, beautiful bill. He just gave them the largest tax cut in history, the billionaires. But see, here's the danger with billionaires. If they don't never come to know the Lord, to accept the Lord as a personal Savior. Ain't no saying I know him and you ain't accepting him. You got to accept him, you got to believe in him, you got to walk in his ways or learn in his ways. I don't care what church you go to.
Amen.
Get in somewhere where you can learn about what's going on in the Word of God. So he gave them all that money. But there's a trick to this. Anything to keep your mind away from the Lord, that's what he's doing with those billionaires. I've never seen such greed in my life in America like it is now. What billionaire do you know needs some tax cuts?
No.
You're already a billionaire. That don't make sense to me. But here's what's going on. They think their money, regardless of what happened in the world, they think their money gonna save them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rob the poor, pay the rich. We already know it is written. But another danger is they're not taking care of the poor.
Right.
In the Bible, it talks about take care of the poor. Take care of the foreigner. Anybody read that book?
Mm-hmm.
Sodom and Gomorrah, people think it was destroyed because of homosexuality.
Nope.
No.
It was destroyed because they wasn't taking care of the poor people. And God required that. Even with the tithes and all, he told them, put a tenth away for the poor. Or your vegetables, what you grow, your cattle. Look like they just forgot about the poor these days. Many people are searching for safety and money, relationships. Let me tell you about relationships. If you, and this is no indictment on you, I just preach the Bible. I don't preach on people. I never do that. But I ain't going to slight the word. You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to send it just like it is. Now, if you out here, and I'm in the day, I can use myself. I was going from woman to woman. Thinking they was going to satisfy my need. Sex didn't take satisfy just my need. I have a bigger need. I have a spiritual need.
Yes, yes.
I need to grow my spirit.
Amen.
So if you go on from man, woman to woman like I was, and did none of them satisfy me really, just physically, not spiritually.
Amen.
You're missing the mark.
Because
when you get married, when you do, marriage ain't going to be no peaky door thing. I don't know who told y'all that. This ain't no Leaving the Beaver life. When you get married, it's a struggle because you're becoming one. Now, the first 10 years when me and my wife were married, we still was becoming one. We still were struggling against each other. It was a tug of war. That's life. We got to the 15th year, it started getting a little better. We got to the 20th year, it started showing up. Now we're in the 30th year, and it's all good now. Because we can be speaking it, and she says to myself, I just was thinking it in my mind. You become one. This is the best time to me of our marriage that it has ever been. Mm-hmm. Don't do all that hard. Don't do all that mess. You do that in the beginning, but when you get some time behind, you'll learn.
Yes.
Or you're going to be standing arguing by yourself. There ain't no argument. Yeah. Might be looking at me and say, okay.
You
learn how to communicate better. You become closer. If my wife in the night somewhere, out of town, wherever, I'm waking up all through the middle of the night, reaching up, I can't sleep now. Until she come home. Don't call me Scott. Hey, Scott. I just missed my food. You be getting them, you don't see them talking about. Relationships. Don't put your everything in relationships. You have them, but don't put your heart. Now, anybody know what's here about the heart? The heart is deceitful. Did y'all know that? You know, I got it's one thing. Oh, my heart, my heart, my heart. You know, I just love them. Oh, my sister. I just love my mama, my heart. My mama slapped all my heart, pop! Lucy with that. And the same man she had, she loved, beat her. And we called him one day. My sister had ran to our house and we was all into the boys. Six of us. And she ran in there bloody. And he would run up the street. We went out there and we beat that man so bloody the ambulance had to come and get him. Put your hands on my sister. But that's the same man. She hollered, my heart. I can't do it to help him. I just I don't want to live. Y'all better quit that. I'm going to live. dead people talking about. And then I'm here talking about this. Look, this sure, I'm here real quick. I just love her. Now, you say you can't stop loving. But I bet if you found out he had AIDS, I bet you can quit loving.
I know that's right.
Yep. Wait.
Where's your love at then?
Yeah.
Positions. Some people are hung up on positions.
Oh, yeah.
Not even church positions, world positions.
Yeah.
Like Trump. Trump is drunk with power. He don't know what he's doing. He sent America, which we are, y'all know we Babylon, right? Y'all know we're in the last time.
Yeah.
Trump is sending Babylon. Who is the lady?
New York.
America is the lady. Go in and read in Revelation. It might be at 12 or 13 verse. Just pick it up and read it. If you don't have King James, just get a regular Bible. What's the name of that regular Bible that you always talk about? No, just get a Good News Bible. It's the cheapest Bible you can buy. And read it.
You can download it, actually.
And they talk about they hate the lady. That's us. So y'all see what Trump doing? He's setting America up for failure.
Yeah.
And the part that I'm kind of looking at, but I really don't like, we don't have any more allies.
Mm-hmm.
He can turn on everybody except Israel.
Yeah.
But Israel is going to get theirs too.
Yes.
But Trump following after this man, bombing the place, he ain't got no business bombing. Then he talking, y'all gonna pay attention, he's talking about Cuba now. Other place he's talking about. Because he thinks he's power. After the oil.
Yeah.
They want the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no regime change. They want the oil. Y'all pay attention.
That's it. Hallelujah.
Look, if you don't watch, boy, I tell you.
Pay attention.
Watch the world news if you don't have CNN, MSNBC. You can't watch it no more. What? And you'll catch it within the day what's really going on. They're pulling the cover off and under him.
Yeah.
You want the oil.
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez and Associates LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
Positions. But the songwriter reminds us that God is both our protection, hallelujah, and our praise. Anybody got any praise today?
Amen.
Come on, give us some praise. He's our praise. Hallelujah. We praise you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord. We respect you. You're the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. David wrote this song after God delivered him from his enemies. Anybody got any enemies in the house? Don't y'all know y'all got enemies who you don't know? Also, anybody got an enemy in the house?
Yeah. Thank you.
God is not letting our enemies overtake us.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
They can try, but it ain't gonna work.
Amen.
Because he said no word, no weapon is formed against us. And every tongue that rises up against us, God shall condemn.
Amen.
This is the heritage of the Lord.
Yeah.
So get back saying I'm running late. Get back on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God got our back.
Yes, he does.
So this day, God delivered him from the enemies, including King Saul.
Uh-huh.
David understood something powerful.
Yeah.
When God protects you, every last one up in here that's here today, that's living at this time of the day, no, he knew it was going to be. God has protected us from sin and from danger. Don't y'all know y'all go to and fro, people got pistols in their pocket, knives in their pocket, razors in their pocket, Some of them got the MFT. Y'all don't know what's kind of danger y'all be going from day to day. But God is covering us.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's protecting
us.
Yes,
he
is. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise will rise up out of you.
Hallelujah.
Know that God is your deliverer.
Don't you know?
Yeah. Know God is your
deliverer. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes.
Lord.
Yeah.
You're alone.
Yes. Some today message is simple. So the message is simple. The same God who is your fortress should also be your son.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank Keep you. It a song in your heart. And you be singing that song day to day.
Yes.
Yes. Daniel Brothers, Psalm 18 and 2. The Lord is my fortress.
Yes.
Now, if you ask me about fortress, I don't know about you, but all our books are still being written. My story is still being written.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
So I can't leave until I finish my story.
Right.
You can't leave until you finish yours.
Yes.
Whichever way it goes,
Amen.
You got to finish your story.
Yes.
I knew that the Lord was my fortress.
All right, now.
The devil been trying to kill me a long time. All Y'all right, just now. Don't know about it.
Yes.
Y'all know some of it. And I can remember when the devil first started charging me. Mother Smith called out of the blue and she said, Pastor.
Shonda Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009, for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant, and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Shonda Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
The Lord is trying to kill you today because you're dead. The devil wants you.
Yeah.
I'm just like, where's she coming from? It's out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And I said, I remember, wait a minute. They said I had a kidney disease that's just started. I believe I was in the third. Yeah, I was in the third part of it because there's only four parts. And guess what? The fourth came quickly. And I didn't know about no dialysis.
All right.
And he said to me, Mr. Cole, you gotta go on dialysis. I said, dialysis?
Right.
I don't know about no dialysis.
Okay.
Well, you let it start on Monday.
Wow.
Be there at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock! Anybody know me, I don't like early at all.
Right.
Bad is a bad word to me. And they said, you got to. So I looked at her and I said, man, I can't get up here Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 o'clock. So I began to see his portraits around me. Got to the house, I knew a line in front of me. He's talking every morning, the apostle, this one over here, and all around, they're all doing the house. And I got to kind of know them all. And as time began to go on, I noticed, I asked one day, where's Bob at today? And he looked at me, and he said, well, Mr. Coleman, we can't tell you about another patient. I said, well, where you at? That's all I asked you. I ain't gonna tell anybody else. So he waited, he came back around, and whispered, he gone, I said, I knew him. So I knew it. I feel kind of sad. I kept going. Another day came. Five of them died while I was on dialysis. And I think I did tell them, I said, I don't think I'm going to make it through dialysis. I said, I don't think I'm going to make it because it was so tiring. When I got out of dialysis, I had to go straight and lie down at the bed of 6 hours. The Brenda said, you going to get up and eat? I don't feel like getting up yet. She's got to get up and eat something, Jeff. I get up, eat a little something, I go right back to bed. My day is gone.
He sent me a text talking about that Omega. I said,
I sure did.
You should live and not die.
I did not feel like I was going to make it through this.
Uh-huh.
Yep. and your fiance died. And we had another good friend died, Jimmy's brother. He was on dialysis, he died. See, all this stuff was happening before I got to where I was like, man, he died. I said, well, you know what? I got my bags packed. I had to go. That's when I began to know the Lord was my fortress. Because I got through that first year, and at the end of the year, they give out one award to the best dialysis patient. I ain't thinking about that kind of stuff. I'm in there trying to live. So they start talking and saying, well, we got to give one person the stipend. I said, I don't care what they do. I don't care if they get out. But they had was putting it out there. Literally, I know they were talking about me.
All right.
So, I'm not mad at myself. I'm mad at myself. The Lord is my fortune. That's what I'm telling you. The Lord is my fortune.
Amen.
The Lord began to bless me. Because every time they came and done something for me, I don't care what they're taking blood. Thank you. Whatever they did, I said, thank you. All day long, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then all of a sudden, I can't start hearing different words come around. I said, you got the best patient in here. I said, what are you talking about? Yeah, you got the best patient in here. You know what I'm saying? He don't need your thank you or nothing. I said, well, that's his problem, because he should.
Yeah, yeah.
So Lord blessed me to have favor with the folks.
All right.
And then, remember, I ain't no kid yet. Then the doctor came in there one day. He brought another fellow from some other country where he was from, witness, and was showing him. He got to me. He said, I brought you over here to this one patient because he's a model patient. Look, I said, doc. He said, he's a model patient. I'm saying to myself, model, I feel like I'm not going to make it out of here. What is he doing?
All right.
That ain't nothing to me. I'm trying to live.
Okay.
So, I got favor with a head lady in there. I didn't know they were doing stuff behind the scenes.
Me
getting the kit.
All God works.
But the saints, God was praying.
Yes.
God was listening.
Hallelujah.
At the while, I used it in seven, but then I got bold and I started saying, God is going to give me a kidney. I started saying it when it come around. They look at me and said, God is going to give me a kidney. I could have took it up as a son. God's going to give me a kidney. God's going to give me a kidney. God's going to, every word came out of my mouth, I said, God's going to give me a kidney. Could have made it a son. So, I began to speak it as they begin to pray. I'm telling you this, y'all. I was at the end of my rope. God stepped in. But I didn't know the head lady was already talking to the doctors. All the text was talking to the doctors. So, Brenda said, you going to give up a Christmas. I looked at her and I just said, okay. Because when I got to die, the head lady walked up. She said, ooh, somebody going to get a Christmas gift. I'm like, I said, you walking past me. Who are you talking about? I'm looking right at you. She said, you?
All right.
She said, Mr. Golden, you're going to get a kidney. She said, I got a feeling it's coming for Christmas.
All right, now.
So I said, I hope she knows something I don't know. Thank the Lord for it.
Amen.
Because I have found favor with all that.
That's it.
And all of a sudden, the prison went by. I answered them to her and said, you know, your prophecy didn't work. I left her alone. Then Brenda said, January, I got the kidney.
All right.
Hey, my fortune. I got a praise in you. Hallelujah. My fortune, my everything, my all in all. He is my God. He is my help. He is my strength. He's my all.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.
All in all, in all, God protects me. He protects you. David said in Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock. I got a rock to stand on. And when you stand on a rock, can't nobody move you up that rock. If you float in the sea, that rock, you're riding the waves of rock. A rock that won't fail, huh? the place of protection.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Look at the fortress up there. See that? Yeah. That's what they deal with back in the day.
All right.
That was his fortress.
Okay, now.
But we don't need that wall anymore. Our fortress is around us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And God surrounds us.
Yes, thank you.
His angels watch us today, tonight. His angels are dealing with things you don't know about trying to come. Angels are fighting them off. So, no, not this one, baby. Amen. Not this one.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the Bible days, a fortress was a high place.
Yes.
With thick walls.
Yes.
Where enemies could not easily attack.
All right, now.
David had enemies everywhere.
Yes.
Don't y'all think we ain't got no enemies.
You
got some. Look, it's all right if you know your enemies, but when you don't know your enemies,
that's it. Know your enemies.
Some people, because you think their enemies ain't your enemies.
Okay.
But those you can't see,
uh-huh,
smiling in your face,
stabbing you in the back at the same time.
Especially if you're young women.
Yes.
I got to say this, Bernardo. You young women, quit telling them other women how good your man is in the bed.
You better.
Stop. Don't tell them nothing. I'm telling you, I'm not going to bitch you every day, and I know why. Because soon as you leave going to work,
you're
not hurt, you're going to slap me the other day. I don't know who to deal with all that. Can we talk? Can I come in? Can we talk? Say, you up. But okay, though.
You know?
Y'all got to go out and play the game. I do the
game.
Right. I play it.
The game
is still the same. I mean, it's just a line. Girl, that.
Right.
I said, oh, man, that hurt me when I heard you got beat up like that. That didn't make no sense to me. Man, treat people like that good as you is. I started talking. Next thing I know, like, girl, can we talk in the bedroom? I said, y'all know about all that kind of stuff.
Talking to
them. Build them up. Use them up. I'm telling you the truth today because y'all need to know. We all need to know it.
Same.
Back then is here. They had enemies everywhere. Saul tried to kill him. Armies chased him. Betrayal surrounded him. Yet David declared, God is my fortress. That means when trouble comes, I have somewhere to run.
Uh-huh.
In your ride, I have someone stronger than them.
Hallelujah.
When life shakes,
hallelujah,
I stand on the solid rock.
Yes.
Then he thought that David had surrounded, but David wasn't surrounded. David knew God had covered him.
Amen.
The devil might try to shake your job.
Yeah.
Anybody know about that?
Yeah.
The devil will get on in your job, on your people.
Yes.
They be lying on your head. They ain't never working on people. They be smiling, grinning to the boss, and running back and saying, yeah, I don't know what the problem is. He called the boss to be on the second floor. I don't know where he is.
Okay.
You know, all the time, the boss come to me, I said, I was in the
bathroom.
I said, I don't know who told him that. Watch this.
God be the Lord.
The devil might try to shake your job, shake your health. Anyway, got the health ever shaked?
Amen.
So, here I am. In 2020, before I got the kidney transplant, and a kidney doctor, regular doctor, they both was giving me her high blood pressure pills. Both. At the same time.
Lord.
And all of a sudden, my head began to feel like a jug. And Brenda says to me, Chill, there's something wrong. You need to go to the hospital. I said, Brother, they know what they're doing.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They didn't.
So, rather, she told me in a couple of days, I started laying in the bed. I couldn't hardly lift my head up.
Wow.
So, I turned around and I laid at the end of the bed because my head was heavy. And I remember as I was laying there, I prayed. I said, Lord, don't let these people kill me. And all of a sudden, it come a shift out of nowhere. Just shift. And I knew it was a shift. I don't know where it came from, but I know I just got done praying, and I know it had to come from the Lord. And all of a sudden, that night, that morning, he said, get up and go to that emergency room. I got up, When you know it's God, you know, I know it's God when I walk in there with nobody in there. That's when you know God is on the
side. Hallelujah.
I get in there, nobody in there. They took me right over, took me to the back, and brought me out. And then here come two doctors. I'm looking at them, they come. They said to me, Mr. Cole, we don't want you to get alarmed. I'm like, you're bleeding on the brain. Anybody get the cause to call somebody? They said, now, you can't go home. You have to have emergency surgery because you're bleeding. I said, just call her. You know, and I remember saying, God, my life is in your hand.
Amen.
They did this to me. They did this to me.
Yeah.
So rather than that, so I know the Lord my fortress. Then they come to kidney. You know you got a kidney disease? What? She was talking about a kidney disease. What are you talking about? Come here. A nurse told me, said, come here. Look at the screen. You see all them things on your kidney? Them are cysts. I said, what that mean? He said, you got fibrocystic kidney disease. Remember I had told you to look it up? I told him. I said, huh? He said, did anybody in your family? I said, no, they never had it. They deal with high blood pressure. They deal with diabetes. They don't deal with nothing like this. He said, well, you got it. And I'm like, so I had to go to my doctor. Like they told me I was in third stage, but look up, here come quicker, here come the fourth. But that's when I began to know God was my fortress. He tried to kill me with the brain. Now he's bringing the kidney disease at me. Now you can't tell me all these years I had the kidney disease, but when I became a pastor and going on to look, all of a sudden it just started happening. I knew the enemy was trying to kill me then, without a shadow of a doubt. And then the Lord came back with the fortress and gave me the kidney. But then when I got the kidney, this is going to be, I got the kidney. Here I am. They checked me. My doctor said, you got a hernia in your belly. I said, a hernia? Where'd it come from? The surgery they did up in Madison, they did because the way they cut you, it's a lot of fat in there. A lot of fat in there. Here come at that surgery number. I said, Lord have mercy. Okay, this will be my third surgery. Got to have the surgery. The lady told me, we got all the fat out. What the fat doing there? With that much? So we got all the fat out. And y'all wonder why I'm slim today. I came out of it. Well, listen, I think they did that thing they do for people that, with the fat they took, so they did something. I was eating hungry for a long time. When I came home from dialysis, I couldn't wait to eat. Well, you gotta eat, I ain't hungry. Then this thing come right behind me, I ain't hungry. Well, so you can, yeah, well, you know, this is the way it is, I guess. So I have to accept it because this is the way it was. They did something. I thought I was going to do something.
They showed
me. I ain't even home. I said, look at me. I ain't nothing but skin and bone. And then the people, you know, sometimes they mean good. And sometimes I said, well, you look good. I said, you don't look good. Don't tell me that. You tell me that because you love me. No, I don't look like a skeleton. She said, Mom, don't do me like that. I was already dealing with losing weight constantly. So the Lord showed up. Now I'm getting ready to close in a few minutes, but anybody in here want to take me out to eat on bread? Go ahead, I'll take a day after day after day. All of y'all can bless me with a meal. I'm ready to go out. Let's go to France. I'll take her to go to the river. I ain't give me that buffet. We can't take a cruise. I wouldn't want to take a cruise none of these doors because you might get killed by the floor deep for the truck.
Okay.
You better leave that cruise alone.
Yeah.
Don't go on one in November. It might get lighting up in November, but right now I wouldn't dare go out.
Hey, that's your
mom. He may shake your head. I'm gonna come on down. He may shake your family. Anybody fact our family members all gone. And my daughter got nervous to tell me the other day, she said to me, you know what? You ain't but three, God got you here.
Not
purpose. It's not when I tell her, she said, God got you here to bring your whole family. I said, the devil is a lie. But Dad, yeah, that's all I've been doing. But I said, I'm not bringing no more family members. Jeff gonna be here. Jeff gonna preach.
All
right. I'll call when you're better. I'll call when you're better. Y'all gonna preach. Ain't preaching family no more. Amen. Too much. But God, if he's your fortress, you are still standing. Anybody still standing? Give God some praise. Come on. Bring up with you. Come on. Come on. You're still standing. You're still standing. He's all you can do. All you can do is still stand. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand. The fortress is not your bank account.
Okay.
The fortress is not your connection. The fortress is the Lord. That's why the writer in Psalm 46 and 1 said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, if you notice, he don't say in the time of trouble. He said in trouble. Because if he said time of trouble, that means there was a time. But in trouble is now. It ain't when it's now. It's now.
Right.
In trouble. Don't give me no time to come. Just in trouble. Not yesterday's help. Not tomorrow's help.
Right now.
Present help right now.
Right now.
Oh, God, we said right now.
Right now.
Deliver.
Right.
God, bring me up.
Right.
David also said in Psalm 18, to my deliverer. That means God does not just protect you. He recues you. He rescues you. Some of us can testify today. God brought us out of things we couldn't get ourselves out of. Anybody know that?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Something I couldn't get out of. I can get out of smoking cocaine.
But God.
I started snorting cocaine as entertainment. The dollar rose, the dollar.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they brought a pipe out. Why did they do that? My friend told me one day I was going to store. He said, what you doing, John? I said, what you mean? Man, you wasted dough. Let me show you. I said, what is that? He said, that's a pipe.
Yeah.
He said, I'm gonna show you. You could have wasted the dough.
Yeah.
I took a hit off and smoked that pipe.
And that was
on. And I want y'all to know, you never get that same high ever again. Until you finally figured it out. You start to see it, you'll never get that ever again. But God brought me out.
Hallelujah.
Of things we couldn't get on ourselves. All of us.
Hallelujah.
He delivered me from sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
Depression.
Thank you, Jesus.
Addiction, cocaine.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bad decisions made a lot of bad decisions. I think the best decision I ever made in my life was accepting Jesus
as
my personal Savior. And my second one, my wife.
All right now.
That's my second.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Trouble we create ourselves. David knew something powerful. If God brought me out before, he can do it again.
Amen.
The same God who shut the lion's mouth of Daniel.
Yes.
The same God who opened the Red Sea for
Moses. All right, all right.
The same God who raised Jesus Christ from the grave.
Yes.
He's still delivering his people today. Anybody know he's still delivering us? Go and get God to pray. He's still delivering us day by day. He comes us today. He protects us tonight. Anybody got to pray? God is watching over his people. Hallelujah. You might feel trapped right now. But here it is clear. God specialized in bringing his children out.
Yes, he did.
If he's your fortress,
right,
he should be your son.
You better know.
David later declared in Psalm 18:46, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock.
All right.
And let the God of my salvation be exalted.
You know?
David started praising God because he realized something.
Yes.
If God kept me, I owe him a song. Anybody owe God a song?
Yes.
Just give him a praise. Anybody got a praise for God? Come on, give him a praise. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Now, I know they should sing that song. And I really don't know the whole song. I remember saying years ago, Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Come on, y'all. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. He's a rock.
Amen.
God David owed him a song.
Yes, he did.
When you remember him coming down to the post, that's when you survived.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you.
The time he told you to go another way.
Sometimes he told you
don't take the same route. Don't take the same route. God is stopping something before you get to recovery.
Watch out.
The sickness you okay.
Hallelujah.
Kidney transplant.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bleeding on the brain.
Yes, yes.
They took all of the fat they caused in my belly because they messed up when they cut me.
All right.
I remember some of the sickness.
But God.
God, and you're okay.
Yes,
the day that you never even saw.
All right.
Faith begins to rise. Yes. Some people don't know your story.
Look at God.
You all have a story.
Yes.
They may look at you and see your glory, but they don't know your true story. Your story ain't pretty. But when you think about the goodness of the Lord, a song starts rising in your
spirit.
That's why the song that David said in Psalm 43, he had put a new song in my heart. Even praise in the heart, not an old song, a new song. Because every time God brings you up, he gives you a fresh testimony. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The reason the enemy could destroy you, the reason you didn't lose your mind, the reason you didn't make it through, when you made it what you went through, God was your fortune. When the storm came, God was your fortune. When the doctor shook his head, God was your fortune. When people walked away from you, God was your fortune. And he protected you. You don't even have a song. You have to just give us the praise in the house. Not just on Sunday morning, but the praise every day. He wakes you up every day.
Every day.
I'm cold.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got me scared.
Every day. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Because the Lord is my rock.
Yes, he is.
He's my fortress.
Yes, he is.
He's my deliverer.
Yes.
And since he kept me, I was singing to the Lord as long as I live.
You know it.
In my clothes. Tell somebody near you, the Lord is my fortress. Don't touch
the Lord is my fortress.
And he is my song. If God has ever protected you, delivered you, and kept you, open your mouth and give him some praise. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for delivering. I thank you, God. I thank you for the new kingdom. I thank you for God stopping the blood. I pray for praying you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let that be for the Lord.
Where would I be?
We all stand.
All right, Pastor.